Hi there.
Hi, everybody. Welcome.
This is the HillaryStep.com first podcast.
Yes.
And today is August...
21st, 2005. We are starting out this podcast thing as a way to show you guys what we're up to and bring you into the process, as it were.
As it were. And I think it's the 25th, not the 21st.
Right. By the 21st, I mean the 25th. My name is Rob Schiffman.
I'm John Rothstein.
We're the writers of the Hillary Step. We've been writing together since second grade.
Yeah.
No, that's not true. We've been
known each other since second grade.
We've been writing together since high school and more officially since after college.
Yeah.
89. The Hillary Step was a big 6/7 person band for 6 years or so. With the likes of Matthew Dunn on bass, Melissa Houston on drums, Suzanne Morris on vocals, Joe DeGuise the second on guitar, and
sometimes Orion Duckstein,
right, on all electric guitar, lead guitar, but he's a dancer with Paul Taylor Dance Company, so we didn't always have him around. But anyway, so the band broke up 2 years ago.
Yeah.
And we've been writing a lot since then. We had put out an album with a band called Knee Deep in Giants, which you can get here on the website if you'd like. Killer album with all sorts of great classic songs.
Like Meanwhile.
That's a
big radio-friendly hit.
Right, although the radio has not been terribly friendly to it as of yet.
Not yet, but soon.
So then after the band broke up, we continued writing together and have written, I think, songs that are a lot more mature.
Yep. We were saying the other day how we think our songs are more gut. They come from a deeper place than they came from before. They're less analytical.
Exactly.
Kind of more honest.
Yeah. And,
which feels good as a writer to be able to do.
To get to that point. But I think you do have to go through that other process as well.
Yeah.
You have to go through so many different versions of yourself as a writer, I think, before you find yourself. And I don't know that we've found ourselves as writers yet. We've certainly found aspects.
Right, and we're still searching. So you're kind of coming along on our journey here of search.
Right.
Which is good.
We have... Boy, we've written so many songs. I don't know. What's your favorite song we've written, John?
Space of Our Love is a big one. I really like this one we just are working on now so far. I tend to like the ballads more than the upbeats for some reason.
I'm the same way.
Yeah. What do you think your favorite is?
Well, I would say Oleo is still probably my favorite. Oleo is one of the tracks that you can get on Knee Deep in Giants.
Yes. Yes.
I think it's my favorite. I love the song, but I also remember that period of the Hillary Step very fondly because I think we as a band jumped up a level at that point.
Definitely. That was one of the ones we recorded live, actually. We recorded it, that and The Only Thing, right? We recorded them live in the studio because we just kind of...
We tracked them, but we did them sort of the second time around. And Knee Deep in Giants got recorded twice, once in Canada and then... We re-recorded the whole album sort of all over the place. And that was one of the ones we added the second time around.
Knee Deep in Giants is quite a feat.
Yeah.
There's a whole story behind Knee Deep in Giants.
For a separate podcast.
Yes, that's their separate podcast.
But yeah, Oleo, yeah. That was a time that the band really took a leap forward as instrumentalists and arrangers and musicians. We just sort of figured out some things. That we needed to figure out about space and arrangements.
Space is incredibly important in arrangements. Otherwise, there's just too much going on, and you're just oversaturated.
That's a good story, I guess, the writing of that one. You know, the way that John and I write, we'll bring things to each other. Sometimes we start completely from scratch with each other, and, you know, I'll play a guitar riff, and John will come up with a melody, and we'll just get going that way, or whatever. But sometimes one of us comes to the other one with an idea and says, here, you know, what do you think of this? And we'll work on it a little bit together. And sometimes those ideas are more fleshed out. But there's always something that you can take. You know, you can always go, this is great, and maybe we can work on this. And that's a terrific part of it because it's you the objectivity that you lose as a writer, you gain with having a partner. And so that moment, you know, so there's always something to work on, and that was a great moment for me as a writer because I brought it to John and he didn't want to touch it. He said it was perfect as it was.
And that was my contribution as a writer, was knowing when to just leave it alone and let it be. And I'm, to this day, very glad that I did, because it was a very personal song to Rob as well. So
yeah, and yet, you know, and yet it's still a Schiffman Rothstein composition, because that is a contribution, and because also the way we look at our songwriting, there's no, you know, I might write something entirely on my own, John might write something entirely on his own, but the truth is, there's no way we would write it the way we write it were it not for the influence of the other person. So
very, very true.
We try to keep everything in the Schiffman Rothstein vein.
In the vein.
A la Lennon and McCartney.
A la Lennon and McCartney. And the thing is, with that, you push each other, you know. I don't just write a song as me. I think, well, what would Rob add to this?
Yeah, and same.
Yeah, and...
So let's see. Let's talk about this new song, which you're going to hear today on the podcast.
Yes.
This is it's new in that it was written in May.
Yeah.
But we've been working on recording more than writing the last couple of months.
Yeah, we're trying to press our agenda of getting our stuff out to film and television, licensing and stuff, and getting some income to support the further songwriting and recording. So.
Right. We'd like to make a record. The goal right now is to make a 4 or 5 song demo with our producer, who is also an equal member of the Hillary Step and a big part of our process. His name is Ziad Al-Halal.
Who's terrific.
He's phenomenal. He goes between California and Canada right now. He's a big traveling guy. So he'll be joining us, I'm sure, for some podcasts down the road, as well as to do some recording. He did not produce the track that you're about to hear, but he did produce the Knee Deep in Giants album, which again you can buy on the Hillary Step website.
Again, and so how did this song begin? So far, how did it begin? I remember you had the whole guitar part, and you had a whole verse.
Yeah, I had the guitar part, and no, I don't think I had a verse. It was just one that I was noodling around. I think, as a matter of fact, all I was doing was playing. I'm really into these open sixths right now. You know, which is sort of the heart of like Blackbird, you know, in that, you know. Oh boy. Whoa, I can't play guitar.
Nice enough.
That sixth that's implied in there. You know, and that's just a great thing on a guitar, a great thing about a guitar. I think one thing that's so interesting that you learn about the guitar the more you play it is that the distance between notes are so crucial to how the guitar sounds, that you can have really tight harmonies, and that brings things out, but then also really wide, well, preferably in tune. And then combining those things. But anyway, for this song, I was really into that sense of all those sixths. So we were noodling around with that, and I think it just sort of started.
We just started humming something, and it just kind of came out. You know?
I remember a cool moment about it, too. Very often when we write, we'll be writing, we'll throw down, we'll just sort of sing words that mean nothing just to get the melody out, and then we'll kind of go back. And I think an interesting thing, one such a cool thing about songwriting is relying on your subconscious, knowing that even if the words you're singing in your mind, you're just singing them to get some words out, there is probably something in there that is cool and real. John is looking at the computer right now like it's crazy.
It's fine.
Oh. Like there's something probably in there that's cool and real and possibly usable. So even when you just throw down what we call these dummy lyrics, it is possible that what you're saying could have a word in there that is good. Or very often to keep in mind the vowels that you're singing.
Right.
You know, your vowels might lead, because you probably those vowels probably do match the melody in the way that you intend.
Right.
But this was a moment that I think the dummy lyrics, I sang the dummy lyrics for the chorus, which are, I'll leave a light on for you. And I remember being like, I don't know, something like that. And I think, John, you said...
I was like, yeah, that's it.
Let's do that.
That's it. But I think you even looked at me and you said, oh, this is ridiculous. But
yeah,
we preface a lot of stuff with, this is ridiculous. Yeah. But and sometimes it is ridiculous, but in this case, it wasn't.
Yeah.
Or tap the computer again, get it going.
So then we finished that, and then Annie Figenshu, who's a wonderful singer, she recorded a quick demo of it. We very often like to throw female vocalists onto our songs. Don't know why. I guess it's just a nice change.
Sounds good.
It's always me or John singing, so it's nice to have a third singer. Although if you listen to the record, there is several vocals by Suzanne Morris, who's also a great singer.
Fantastic.
So Annie did an excellent vocal of it, although we do plan to redo it and work it a little more. She just sort of threw something up there, but it was beautiful nonetheless.
I just have one more thing to say about the lyrics to this song. We came across this line, what have we done so far, or something, or you're so far away, and we didn't know how to get to so far away, Rob or I, we came up with, what have you done so far? You're so far away. And usually we don't like to repeat ourselves, but it was one of these lyrics that really worked.
Right. Well, that's a neat... Yeah, that's a... I think one thing that's very cool about writing, the way that we write together, we both love language and we both love to play with it. And I think one little thing we found in this song was that the sense of so far is in distance, or the sense
right.
so far as in the period of time that has happened
right.
up until now.
We were able to employ that, I think, for the rest of this the
that
song
kind of
too.
Became, yeah.
That became a crux of the song.
Right. So it's some wordplay and whatnot. So we'll wrap up. Please keep an eye on the website. We will be posting some performance dates soon, and certainly different things that you can get, be it free song samples or notes on what's going on with the Hillary Step. We are still the Hillary Step. The Hillary Step is still alive.
It's, yes, live and kicking.
Condensed version, but I'm sure we'll be gigging soon. Maybe with a guy, D.D. Jackson, on piano. He's a wonderful piano player who's introduced us to the whole podcast phenomenon.
Yes, thank you, D.D.
Shout out to you, D.D. And I suppose that's about it, right? Anything else we need to say?
No, that's it. We'll go grab the tune and put it in.
All right. Well, thanks everybody for listening, and tune in soon for more news on the Hillary Step with Rob Schiffman and John Rothstein.
Bye for now.
So soon, life goes by in an afternoon.